to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. There's a saying that the truth will set us free. And it certainly is the case that to come to the point where we see something of our inherited karma can be a very important step in the path to real spiritual liberation. The truth about how we came into existence and why we have the spiritual blocks that we have. For each of us, there are a few particularly powerful influences, one might say, from our inheritance, from the karmic stream prior to our birth. We call the past life inheritance, the inheritance from past lives. For each of us, there are a few particularly powerful and key ones. Particularly with regard to these particularly, especially powerful ones, it's important always to remember that our past karma can always act upon us. And it can do so in subtle and layered ways that we may not be very aware of. I use the word layered because it is a very, very apt and accurate word. We can be aware of some layers from a particular past life and not very aware of other, more subtle ones. We can act to try to counter the influence of certain layers and be unaware that in the way that we are trying to counter them, we're actually acting under a strong influence from another layer in the very same chunk of karmic inheritance. What is a key position from which a firm foundation from which we can move when such karmic influences are particularly strong? Well, of course, there are a number of them, but I just want to mention one tonight, the importance of which cannot be overestimated, and that is self-forgiveness. because the element of self-judgment is absolutely central lying right at the mainspring of karma, with the best of intentions in trying to counter certain powerful attractions or aversions or forms of confusion that we have identified as stemming from a particular past life. We can still be under the doing all of these things or acting in any of these areas under the influence of a deeper layer of self-judgment, also stemming from that same past life. And when we do so, whichever way we turn and however we try to compensate, however we try to adjust, we will still be acting out, let's say acting under the influence of that self-judgment. This can be a devilishly subtle and tricky area. Yet it derives from something essentially simple. And that is that someone's holding something against themselves. Someone dropped that hammer of self-judgment and it's clamped down still. Obviously, where there is such a deeply embedded cause, something spiritually very deep is needed. And that really is the wisdom and the compassion of the Eternal. And we can help ourselves in a way that allows the Eternal to get in there and do that work within the heart. by having a generous-hearted and forgiving or non-blaming attitude, by working on such an attitude, and by refraining from getting clever, trying to be clever about dealing with what we think we know about the past. It may be that some of the lessons from the past are lessons for the head, but mostly the lessons from the past are lessons for the heart. Where we try to so hard not to do something that we end up not being able to do anything but what we were trying so hard not to do. A generous and forgiving, non-blaming attitude of mind and heart helps cut through that kind of well-intentioned but somewhat self-defeating effort. The Eternal neither blames nor praises. The Eternal does not keep score. The Eternal is straightforward and not clever. The Eternal is never mean-spirited. When we train ourselves and try to act in a way that is more like the Eternal, then we naturally open ourselves to the help of the Eternal. We keep our spiritual focus, stay grounded in our meditation, accept both our own and others' humanity. Do the things that need to be done in daily life. With care. then it is very, very difficult for even very powerful karmic influences to cause us to lose our spiritual grounding. I've known people to chew on a particular past life, like some dogs will chew on a bone, worrying at it for years and years and years. I'll just say that's the hard way to go. Where there is such a dogged wrestling with the past, there is a very, very stuck form of self-judgment. We need to be able to offer the past into the hands of the Eternal. Offer the need of the past into the hands of the Eternal. And not allow our lives to be hijacked by shadows. Homage to all.